Hustle up here, Bob. Good to be here tonight. Appreciate everybody for coming out. Dad has a upper respiratory infection, so he's not here tonight. He's on some medication. Mom is feeling better and was planning to be here, but she decided to stay home with Dad just to kind of keep an eye on him. So pray for both of them. I know there's some revivals going on this week. I think the revival at Smyrna is still going on, so let's remember that. I know they're starting revival tomorrow night at Crouch's Creek, down where Trey's at. Mel King is preaching that, so let's remember that revival. There's probably some other ones. I probably forgot one, but it's good to be here tonight. We appreciate everybody for coming out. Just a fine crowd. So if you would, we'll ask you all to stand. I ask Brent if he would open us in prayer.
Thank you. Spirit free of things that pass away. time, we'll have our choir come down, and we're going to turn it over to whoever's going to open up tonight.
That's a long 4 miles just from over there. But when somebody asks you to open up and the Lord's in it, you better get up. I tell you what, he's been good to us so much, we just don't give him enough credit. Because there are days that we won't even look outside. But when we look up at the sun, we know where we're going. You know, you just have to overlook me. I'm a little on the slow side. But he didn't think it was. He reached down, saved me, and I'll go home with him. If you don't care, everybody stand up, and we'll have a word. And got in and broken record. Amen. Look what crowd. Well, we got a good crowd tonight. Got in his broken request. Anyone else? Remember that. Anyone else? I tell you, Watkins, I ain't got nobody to pray for. Pray for me so I can be a better Christian. Because I come up short every day, but he'll reach down and he makes it right. I have to tell this little story that happened to me Friday evening. Some big-headed fella stopped and got something to eat. So he decided he'd just try to swallow a whole steak. Next thing I know, I was over Memorial, getting that took out of me. But you know, all these people come through, I tell them, well, I got a good doctor. I was laughing, having a good old time. Same way when I had heart surgery. He was with me then, and he's with us every day. Just remember me and my family that this, come to the Lord. It's so scary in times now. If you ain't got family, it ain't coming us tonight. Let's everybody pray for everybody's family. Anybody else?
Last week had some more put in this week. And he's a fine fella. I think a lot of him. I just like to see him in the house of the Lord.
Right. Just remember that. Anyone else? If not, then I'm going to ask Carl to lead us in prayer.
Last night, Paul and I went to my sister's house. We'd seen an accident. Two people passed. The name was Sarah. So I remember that name.
Okay. Remember that. Remember that. Anyone else? Now, Carl, you say, lead us in prayer.
Name of our only got time in my work and then go home after I pray that you bless our pastor and our God. I pray, God, that you bless this church. Father, that he's growing, prospering your kingdom work. Our God, help us. We have a great revival spirit, Lord, and we can lift you up, God. God, our Father, I pray now that you just bless in every effort and take us and use us for your glory, and we'll praise you. Bless you.
Now, somebody wants to sing? You don't want me to sing, I tell you. And there are plenty of singers out here. Don't everybody run up here at once. I like to pick on those people. You have to look over this old guy. If you go home, especially if you've had a bad night and go out that door and don't ask for help, when you get home, it'll still be waiting. But if you asked him for help, it'd make it a whole lot better. Just thank you. I'm going to rub the paint off in this, but if you guys don't get up here and sing, somebody.
I certainly don't claim to be no singer, but it seemed like this little song just been on my heart all week. And I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for thee. And someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. I'm looking now across the river, where my faith shall end in sight. There's just a few more days to labor, and then I'll take my heavenly flight. Beulah land, I'm longing for thee, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Sweet Beulah land, my loved ones now are waiting for me. I now see their robes of white, the sweetest smile upon their faces. That's where my Savior is the light. Beulah land, I'm longing for thee, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be forever, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. I wonder when I'll take my journey. I now see the end in sight. It lies across the rolling Jordan. On yonder banks I see the light. Beulah land, I'm longing for thee, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land.
Helps me to face every storm. A foretaste of heaven I cling to, and that's what I build my life on. So instead of the struggles that I'm facing, let me tell of the Savior I know. How his word is today and for always. So I'll always have a reason to hope. There's never been a long night that he won't bring me through. His mercies are new.
There's never been a moment he's not
tells me that he'll never leave me, that he'll be faithful and strong when I'm weak, and I'll find his grace is sufficient, whatever my heart ache and grief. Oh, the trials of this life always show me that he'll be faithful to me till the end. And that's why my song, my story is of Jesus, my Savior and friend. There's never been a long night he won't bring me through. There's never been a morning his mercies are new. There's never been a moment he's not all I need. He's never made a promise that he does not keep. There's never been a moment he's not all I need. He's never made a promise that he does not keep.
Sorry, I'm putting everybody on the spot today, but you just help us. This song was on my heart before Dave got up, but it's Sinner Saved by Grace. So you just pray for us, and we'll do our best. Not something we practice very often, but it's on my heart, so we'll just follow the Lord.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see this miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner.
Each breath of life I take,
loved and forgiven, back with the living, I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
here to say I'm nothing but a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a
anybody else got a song? If not, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Black. He's aim saying. You know, this guy's lucky. He got a bunch of grandbabies. I like playing with him.
Johnny tells me every Sunday, he said, man, I like playing with those grandbabies, because he's sitting over here with them most Sundays, and him and Prudy. And them grandbabies enjoy Johnny and Prudy and Creed and Arnold and Emma, and just thankful for great uncles and aunts. I love that song, I'm Just a Sinner Saved by Grace. That is one of my favorite songs, so thank you guys for singing that tonight. And I've talked about this in Sunday school a few times. You know, when we do something, if we sing a song or testify, or if we're a preacher, if we get up and preach, you know, whatever it is that we're doing, if we're a teacher and we're teaching, and God moves and things go real good, it's easy to go, oh, boy, look at me. It's easy to start thinking, boy, I did something. But that song, I love it, the second verse, it says, how can I boast of anything I've ever said or done? How can I claim as mine the victories that God has won? See, when we've got to, I have to, I guess everybody does, I know I do, pretty regularly, sometimes every day, sometimes several times a day, remind myself that I'm not anything. I'm simply a sinner saved by grace. I love the story, and again, those folks that are in the Sunday school class I teach sometimes have heard this, but I love the discussion about the two thieves that were hanging beside Christ. And one of those thieves got saved. And Christ said, today you will be with me in paradise. The reason I love that story so much is religion wants to know, what are we doing for God? That story breaks it right down to the brass tacks, as my grandmother used to say, because that thief had nothing that he could do for God. For him, it was all about what God could do for him. He didn't have time to go to Sunday school. He didn't have time to get baptized. He didn't have time to go to a class and learn what he should. He didn't have any money at that point to put in the offering plate. He couldn't go visit the lost. He was right down to the end. That's the same place that I was. It's the same place every one of us were when God saved us. Think about how special that is. We had nothing to offer, yet he offered me salvation. How good is that? I mean, if that doesn't bless you, you need to get your cup turned up the other way, because, man, that blesses me when I think about that. So thanks for that song. Appreciate Johnny opening up. And we've got several good preachers here tonight, and I'd love to hear one or all of you. So who's got something, come on. You know you're all welcome. So if you got something, just come right on. Don't hesitate. Andrew's shaking his head no. Go back down that way. Levi, you got something? Levi shaking his head no. Brent, pray for Brent. Thankful for him. Love him. Let's lift him up.
Just pray for me. I'll be over in Judges in 15. And wasn't sure if I'd, if you want me to, Lord, I'll be happy to. And so it's just, I got the impression that I need to say something. So, and it seems like when it's hard to, the longer you stay away from up here, the harder it is to get up here sometimes. So you just, seems like it's been a while. So you just pray. Let's see if I can find here. I had a couple things on my mind, but this one's on my heart. So Judges 15 and 15. And I'll just give you just a little bit of background. Samson, he had married a lady, and then he went back to her, and they had actually killed her, and had come back to got in a fight with a lot of people, and then he came back to his land, and his people delivered him to the Philistines, because they were under the Philistines, and so a bunch of Philistines came up against him, and this is where we had. So in 15, and let's see if I'll start. I'm going to start back at I'll start at 11. It said, then 3,000 men of Judea went to the top of the rock of Etam and said to Samson, knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto us? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so I have done unto them. And they said unto him, we are come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee into the hands of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that thou wilt not fall upon me yourselves. And they spake unto him, saying, no, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hands, but surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with the two new cords and brought him up from the rock. And when he came to Leah, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax, that they was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off of his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, and with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made the end of the speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramaliah, and he was sore athirst. And he called on the Lord and said, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hands of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised. But God clave and hallowed a place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drank, the spirit came again, and he was revived. And so that's what I felt like reading. You just pray. I'll say what the Lord give me, and if that's it, then I'll just sit down. But if there's more, then that's fine too. But, you know, I never thought of this before, but, you know, Samson probably would have liked to have a sword and to go against the Philistines, but that ain't what he had. And but what he had was what the Lord gave him for that day. And, you know, I thought a lot of times, you know, the way we want things, I don't know if life ever goes the way we just really want it to go. A lot of times it just, we start off going one way, and then, but, you know, he gave, a lot of times, that, you know, 1,000 in the Bible represents complete, you know, and Samson killed 1,000 men. That's unimaginable to me, but I believe it happened, just like everything else in the Bible, you know. But Samson took what God gave him, and he did exactly what he needed to do. You know, he didn't look around at all the things in the world that could get in his way. He had, the enemy was in front of us. I just want to say that, you know, whatever God gives you, you know, don't look and say, what's more? What don't I have? Take what the Lord has given you and fight with all you can. You know, to go against 1,000 men and win, you know, that's a big feat. That takes the Lord, you know, to help us. We need the Lord's help in everything we do for Him. If you're going to have success, you're going to have to grab. You know, we could all say, I wish I had this. I'd be a better Christian if I could be in here or do this or do that. But you know, the Lord's got us where we need. We'll look at what we don't have, but we need to look at what we do have. We have a great church. We have lost people that have a need in their lives. Family members, I don't know if there's anybody in here that don't have a family member that doesn't have a need in their life. We need to get down on our knees and pray for them with all our might. Samson didn't give up after he killed 100 or two. He killed them all. Sin will come at you in every way possible, and you're going to have to fight with all your might, or it will overcome you. The Lord will help you so much, but you got to help yourself a little bit. He had a fight. If we don't fight, we're not going to win the battle. The Lord can help us, but He'll only help us so much. We have our part. We have to fight. We have to fight. And, you know, Samson, he didn't think too much. He just grabbed what he needed. You know, at the end, he got to where he was thirsty. I don't know how long it would take to kill 1,000 men. It would take a while, and the amount of strength that it would take and the amount of effort, all that together. But he was down to, you know, he was down to nothing, you know, but the Lord, He still delivers in a great and mighty way. Not only did He give him a great victory, but out of that ass's jawbone, He gave him water and revived his spirit. How many times do we have in the Bible that the Lord has given them water when they complained or when we did something, was in a dry land. Moses and Aaron was supposed to speak into the rock, but what did they do? They smote the rock. We get tired from doing what the Lord wants us to do from time to time. It's just a plain simple. It's against the flesh. If your flesh is right there in tune, if we get our soul and our flesh in tune, it'll be all right. But if you don't, it'll be against the flesh. No doubt about it. We're all made the same. Nobody has been made so great that it is every day. It's just looking beautiful towards the Lord every day. It's the way it is. We get tired. I throw up my hands 100 times and quit. But the Lord says, no, you're not. You're going to keep on doing what I say. And I'm going to give you scriptures that will inspire you to do God's work.
Yeah. Terry was preaching Sunday, maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe it's Sunday morning, Sunday night. I never seen it before. I don't know, probably everybody's seen it in here, but I didn't see it. And I thought he was actually going to say it. I don't know. I just thought for sure that's what he was going to say. But when they see, you know, when Aaron and Moses smote the rock, and then he said that guy hit Jesus with that spear, and water flew out of there. And I never put those together before. Maybe everybody in here has. I just never did. God has made it to where he even showed them then. How many times did they say, Abraham's our father. We follow Moses and the law. We're not following you. But Moses and them smote the rock and water came out. God blessed them even though that they didn't do what he said. He knew what they needed. He always knows what we need. If we just stay in there and say, Lord, help us. I guarantee you, as soon as Moses smote the rock and just stood us, he said, speak to the rock and tell and glorify me. And they smote the rock. How many times have we done the same thing? If you read the Old Testament, and you'll think, these people are crazy. They just got delivered. They got delivered, and all of a sudden they're complaining. They got delivered, and all of a sudden they're doing these crazy things. And I just look at my life and say, I got delivered, and I did a bunch of crazy things. I've been in the same boat. Nothing's changed, but I'm glad I got the same God. The same God that delivered them, delivered me time and time again. And I say, thank you, Lord. But I say, use what you got. Use what the Lord give you and do it with all your might. And that's the message.
Appreciate that message. One of you other fellows have something or want to give invitation, if you feel like giving invitation, I appreciate that. I was thinking while you was preaching there, I was probably about Bo's age. Were you 8th grade, Bo? 7th grade? About his age, had a basketball coach. We went over to a school and played, and this is honest truth. Every time the whistle blew, it was basketball. Every time the whistle blew for the first 3 quarters, it was either a foul on us or their ball. We never got one call for 3 quarters. And you can imagine, well, that ain't right. That ain't fair. Well, after the game, we got beat. After the game, we was all in the locker room complaining, and, well, the refs did us in, and, that wasn't fair. The coach said, you guys sure got a lot of excuses. He said, you know who makes excuses? I thought, well, who makes excuses? He said, the team that doesn't win is the team that needs to make excuses. He said, don't focus on stuff you can't control. Focus on trying to win. Now, that made a good point for the basketball game. And from a sports analogy, it makes a good point. But what he was preaching about, think of all the excuses Samson had that he could have just said, well, I'm not going to do this. I don't have a sword. I never even thought about that. But he would have loved to have had a sword or a couple or some knives or something. He didn't. He used what he had, and God blessed him. And from a spiritual standpoint, it's the same way. We can either win today or we can lose today. We can either follow God or not follow God. And the only people that are making excuses are the people who didn't follow God and win what they had in front of them that day. And so why don't we get a song, Taylor, if you would. And I don't know if anybody feels like coming, but it's great preaching. And it's been a good service. I've enjoyed being here. Why don't we ask everybody to stand? Again, if one of you preachers, Brent, if you feel like coming back, or one of you other men, you're welcome. Come right on. But if somebody feels like coming, the altar's open. Come on, and we'll come in and pray with you. Service. I wonder if anybody has anything on your heart before we come to a close and go home. All right. Continue to remember Mom and Dad, and remember our services this coming weekend. And appreciate the great crowd. Appreciate everybody being here. It's Brother Carl, if he would, to dismiss us in prayer.
Most of all, we thank you for Jesus that come out of glory, Father, and shed his blood on Calvary that we could have this great salvation. And Father, we pray as we leave this place that you go with us and direct our path. Help us, our Father, to be all that we can be for your glory. And we'll praise you if we ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.